the weather was rather in our favour, so that's helpful. And it was even more in favour on the, they had got a good soaking thereafter. But certainly with our first planting session, we planted 55 trees and 92 shrubs. So it's a good start, but there's lots more to be done yet.
And so you had good support then?
Yeah, we had half a dozen people who were able to come at points in the day, so that was great.
And also the bell ringing in the evening?
Yeah, the bell ringing in the evening.
This was a global initiative, wasn't it, that you were part of?
Yes, indeed.
So what is the next step? Where do you go from here?
As a cathedral, we have 20 projects that we want to do in the next few years, which range for everything from recycling, upping our percentage and so on, to air source heat pumps, to things like photovoltaic slates on one of our buildings.
I believe in terms of your energy, you're already green.
We are green, yes. And in terms of our recycling, I think we've recycled something like 8 tons this year of recycling from the cathedral. We compost the things that we can. There's quite a lot of things happening on site at the moment.
So how,
rewilding the cathedral as well.
How do you get green energy? How is your energy green?
People ask that question. Big organisations, and the Church of England is classed as one of those as a whole, can negotiate with Manx Utilities to have a green supply. And their sources of green supply energy are the connector. They've got a bit of a hydro plant also in Sulby. Also private individuals who put green energy back into the grid. So they guarantee that the amount of green energy that is purchased, that they will make sure that it comes from one of those three sources.
So that makes it neutral. It neutralizes in
so
terms
it's
of
not coming
it,
from,
it matches what the carbon that you use is offset.
Right. Is offset, basically, yeah. Slightly more expensive.
But worth it, you would say.
Yeah, I do. Well, I think it's vital that we take every possible action we can to affect, really, it's the poorer of the world that are suffering. I mean, there may be floods in the north of England, but they are as nothing compared to Bangladesh or other parts of the world.